Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, with an updated flight experience called Alaska Beyond, including curated entertainment, Northwest cuisine, and power at each seat. More at alaskaair.com.
In Northwest news from KPLU, officially it's known as the Republic of the Union of Myanmar. On older maps, you'll see it labeled Burma. Whatever the name, Myanmar is starting to become more popular with North American tourists. This week on Going Places, special guest Jack Hurd tells KPLU's Ed Ronco about the nation at the crossroads of Southeast Asia.
Jack, you live on Bainbridge Island right now, but you've lived in many places in Asia. Where have you lived?
I have lived in Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam, and travel extensively throughout Southeast Asia and other parts of Asia for the last 25 years now.
Well, so this week we're talking about Myanmar, becoming very popular among tourists. What's happening there?
Starting about 10 years ago, the government started issuing visas for independent tourism. Let's call it a week-long visa you could get, and you could go in and take a quick look around and travel as a backpacker to various places. There's been a lot of tourism from Europe, a lot of tourists from different parts of Asia, and increasingly North Americans are heading across the Pacific to go check that out as well. You have natural areas, be they beach communities or forest communities or areas around lakes or even small provincial towns that haven't really undergone the type of change that you've seen in, say, Thailand or Indonesia or Malaysia or the Philippines or something like that. You also have culture that has been somewhat unaffected by a lot of the changes that have swept the world over the years. And so as you're moving through provincial towns and such, you see religious ceremonies that are more happening on the back streets now in some of the other capital cities and such in Asia.
Well, paint a picture for me. What's the magical place?
Well, I think the place that really is the attraction in Myanmar is Bagan. Bagan has an ancient history as a templed city, and if you can envision it, a very flat plain, specifically in the early morning light with the sun rising to the east, and if you're standing sort of on the western side of the town along the Irrawaddy and you're looking east, what you see is the gradual lightening over literally hundreds of temples of different sizes and shapes and eras popping up off of this plain. It's quite a magical image, I think.
What makes it worth it to you to travel to places like this? What's the value in this kind of trip?
It's a big world out there, and those of us who like to travel do that primarily to see what's going on in the rest of the world. We all come from a place, and we happen to live in a place here in Seattle where people also like to come visit us. But to get out there and see what's happening in the world is truly a special thing. And for me, what I find to be really most important is when you arrive at the airport, say in a place like Yangon, you are automatically confronted with the rest of humanity. And I don't mean that in terms of numbers, but I mean that in terms of the locations from which people hail. You'll see lots of Chinese tourists coming through. You'll see Indian businesswomen and men. You'll see European backpackers. You'll see American students. You'll see Fijian traders. It's just the blending of people who show up and pass through a city like Yangon in this year is not wholly dissimilar from what you would have seen 50 or 60 years ago when Yangon was really one of the capital cities of Asia.
It's an incredibly immersive experience.
Certainly is so.
Jack Hurd, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ed.
Jack Hurd is the Deputy Director for the Asia-Pacific region of the Nature Conservancy. He spent many years living and working in Asia and was nice enough to talk to us this week about Myanmar. You can learn more about Myanmar on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.